chance to build it. Henry Ibsen played. Oh, oh my God. Don't be so mean.
David Roddy. Hey, he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, man. But when it comes to him playing basketball and getting after it on the floor, look out. He is not out there to make friends. Before the game, after the game, great. He's awesome, but what a game for him. Already my another candidate for the whole show player of the week presented by Red Wing Shoes. Roddy had 29 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Great game for him. The Rams win. They beat Nevada 82-72. It was a huge night in the Mountain West Conference last night because you had both the Colorado State Rams and the Wyoming Cowboys getting wins. Wyoming gets a big win in overtime over Utah State. Oh, my goodness. It's Mountain West heavy. It's a great conference. It's fun to follow this conference. We're going to have Wyoming basketball coach Jeff Linder on the show at the bottom of the hour. Susan and Cheryl like that. We're excited for that. We have a great connection with Coach Linder, as he was the UNC men's basketball coach not too long ago, but now doing some amazing things, and really quickly in Wyoming. I mean, they are a top team. They are the top team in this conference, sitting at 9-1 in the conference over Boise State, 20-3 overall. How many teams are going dancing from this thing? There's only so many games left, and we're going to be figuring some things out in the next few weeks, no question about it, but I'm hearing a lot of the insiders saying, hey, could there be 5? Could we be going Wyoming, Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, and then a Utah State in there? Well, Utah State's got some work to do. Fresno State's still, they're in 5th place. They're behind San Diego State. And then actually it's UNLV. And I know that's misleading because they haven't all played each other just yet. But Utah State's certainly in the conversation because they've come on so strong. You know, beating Wyoming would have gone a long way for them. But they have Nevada in a couple of days. They have San Diego State in a couple of days. Then Boise State. So, you know, their schedule's not really, it's not forgiving. You know, it's unforgiving. They have San Diego State, Boise State, Colorado State, all 3 out of their next, 6 games. So I don't see it. But again, if they can find a way to win 2 of those 3 marquee matchups, those quad one matchups, then maybe. I thought this was good. Holyoke, I'm going to answer your question. I didn't get to it yesterday, if you're out there. He's like, I may be out of the loop, but what's Kendall Moore's status? And Moore has been, you know, he's kind of been struggling the last few games. So for him to come out, and again, I know it's about David Roddy, who had almost 30 points in that game last night. But Kendall Moore, it was so good to see him get going. He had 22 points, 4 boards, 4 steals. He was everywhere. He's so much fun to watch when he's kind of feeling it. Great, great player, really rooting for that guy. So hopefully he can keep it going. But Colorado State, they get the W, man. What more can you say about David Roddy? I mean, the guy is just, he's just that, he's a next level talent tonight. He's so unique. He's such a rare breed that I think he does have a spot in the NBA. I don't know if that's drafted or if he walks onto a team, he gets onto a summer league team or whatever, whenever he decides to. He may very well come back next year. They may run this whole thing back next year and see what they can do. This conference is a blast to follow. So much fun. And I'm glad we get to, you know, we get to talk about so many of these excellent teams in the area. You know, I know we don't talk a lot of Wyoming, but we have listeners in Wyoming. I know we do. So you'll be pumped to have Jeff Linder on. Jeff Linder was ejected 5 minutes into the game. He had 2 technical fouls pretty much in a row, and I missed it. I did not see the beginning of portion of that, so I missed it. But this team is so well-disciplined that they found a way to do it, even without their coach. Graham EK is just a phenomenal player. Comes up with the game winner in overtime. It just doesn't get much better than that. So you have 2 fairly local Mountain West teams absolutely dominating now, and it's fun to see. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. We're also gonna have Bodie Hume on the program. I mean, we talk about everything on this show. We got Broncos, we got college basketball. Nuggets had a big win last night. I was torn apart on Twitter last night, Jadeen. had one of those viral tweets go crazy on me. You know, just for asking the question, hey, if Rodgers makes the Broncos a Super Bowl favorite, then why isn't he in the Super Bowl more often? And I think that's a fair question, and I want to bust into that. Why is it typically his last game of the season is one of his, I don't want to say worst, but certainly not Aaron Rodgers-esque type games? We're going to get into all that. All of you guys coming at me, making the comparison, saying, well, the same questions were asked about Peyton Manning, and look what happened there. No. That was not a risk. You signed him as a free agent. You spent $20 million for the first year. I mean, you signed a five-year deal. It's not the same thing. So I want to get into all of that. 12:11 the time. I want to take a short break because we are going to have Bodie Hume coming up next. I'm looking forward to that conversation. So we want to give him the time he deserves, as well as UNC, as Wyoming head coach Jeff Linder. We'll get him on the program as well. 11 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Cash for that flawless bracket? Join the Hull Show's Bracket Challenge for your chance to win $500. Keep listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 16 minutes after the hour. Hey, stick around with us, too. I'm going to be registering a few people for our Bracket Challenge, the whole show Bracket Challenge. PDC Energy is offering up $500 to the winner. Bear Insurance throwing out $200 to the second place winner. And then for third place, we have a foursome to the Eaton Country Club. So you're not going to want to miss this opportunity to get into our March Madness Bracket Challenge. And I just need your email. It's free to enter. And top three are winning something pretty cool. So stick with us for that, and we'll start registering throughout the day today. Joining me now, courtesy of First Advantage, UNC Bears player Bodie Hume. Bodie had a wonderful game last time out against Northern Arizona. The Bears beat Northern Arizona twice in a row, taking care of them over the weekend and earlier in the week. Bodie, my friend, great to catch up with you. I know you guys wanted to get both of those Northern Arizona games.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are definitely both important to us, just to get us right back on the right track for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I know when you looked at it, you say, okay, it could be tough sometimes, because last year we saw that with the COVID situation, is where you would see those teams often, you know, every time you would see them back-to-back or within a couple of days, and some people liked it, didn't seem the coaches were too crazy about it, but you've seen that a little bit this season because of COVID postponements and rescheduling. You saw it with Portland State and Northern Arizona.
Yeah, it's definitely still something that's going to be there. I think it's a lot nicer that it's a lot more limited this year. I think it's good for us to, like, play Montana and then Montana State, or Sacramento and then Southern Utah, and not necessarily right back-to-back following days.
Yeah, and I talked to Coach Smiley a little bit about that, too. He's not nuts about it, but it does. He said it does kind of give you a different opportunity, you know, to make slight adjustments. I mean, you've got the same scout, essentially, but you're just kind of making a few different tweaks as opposed to just going into a brand new set of film and scout and everything.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a lot easier for us because we don't have to change as much on a quick turnaround, but it's definitely the problem is you end up doing the same thing as the other team, and ultimately you never know how the battle's going to go.
We're talking to Bodie Hume for the UNC Bears. UNC sitting at 7-4 in the conference, looking to make a big move here in the next few games. Several big games coming up for you guys. But looking forward, you know, you were looking at Sac State. We'll get to that in a moment. But that Northern Arizona game, again, Saturday was a little bit interesting. You have to make kind of a comeback. Not this time around. You guys, there was no doubt. You're up 42-34 at the half, and then you go nuts in the second, 40-26. You had a tremendous game with 18 points, 9 boards. Dalen Kuntz did his thing as well with 22 points. But it was nice to see so many guys getting involved in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great game when everyone shoots the ball well and everyone gets an opportunity to score. I mean, it's always fun to have the guys that don't necessarily play a ton of minutes get in and get to cheer them on, and it's just a great experience for everyone.
It is nice for you, though, right? Because you've had so many of those games where maybe you're up, and then some of those teams come back, and then, hey, it's close. You guys have learned to find ways to close those out. But these games are kind of nice once in a while where you can just run away with it and leave no doubt when you get to like that 5 or 6 minute mark.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. And I think it helps us as well, like on from a health standpoint, allowing us to get some more rest, especially on quick turnarounds. I mean, we're already going to Sacramento to play them, and then we play again Monday, and it's just a lot of quick little breaks. So for us to get an opportunity to get a little extra rest is always key.
Yeah, and now looking ahead to Sac State, as you mentioned, last time around, this was one of those strange games for you guys, kind of uncharacteristic. The last time around you guys played Sac State, I think that was your first conference loss too, but they were doing something right. Can you talk about it? They end up winning that game 85-71. So what was it that the Hornets were doing that kind of had you guys befuddled, I should say?
Yeah, I think they just came out and put us on our heels pretty quickly. I think we weren't completely prepared and weren't completely sold on the game plan, and ultimately it cost us a lot. I know Fowler had a huge game against us, and he was just ultimately the backbreaker for them, and that's who we're going to try to stop on Thursday.
That's a big one for sure. Trying to gather up these wins, and you know, you and I've talked about this, of how important it is to stay in that top four, top five range in the conference. You guys are right there, knowing you have some tough battles coming up. But I think it's kind of cool. Three of those four teams that are in front of you guys, you have beat, so we know it's possible looking forward, because you're going to see Weber State again. You're going to see the Montanas again. And so you're going to see Southern Utah very soon. So they're right in front of you, but we know what this Bears team is capable of.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point. I think we have opportunities to win a lot of games this year, and ultimately we just got to take care of business with everyone in the league and not just the top teams of the league.
Is this where, like, this is the time of season, right, Bodie, where it's like, all right, we need to be kind of in that fine-tuning phase, because you got a few games left still. There's still plenty to tell in this Big Sky Conference story. But for the most part, you're wanting to get that to the point where in these last, you know, 10 games or so, you're almost at that point of perfection going into the Big Sky Conference tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is around the time where we start really trying to find a groove and really starting to connect with one another. And it's definitely showing on the court the last two games. So it's really fun to be a part of.
Yeah, a big push coming up. And this conference has been tough, and we've talked about it several times, but it's still very much in reach for you guys. You have Weber State sitting at 11-2, Montana State at 10-2. Outside of that, you got Southern Utah 9-3. Montana loses the other night. They're 9-4. So it's not that out of the question for you guys to make one heck of a run here, especially given the fact that all four of those teams, you still have another opportunity to go against them.
Absolutely. I think if we focus on winning one game at a time and approach it one game and a new season at a time, it'll be a really great outcome for us, and we'll be looking really good going into the tournament.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, man. Bodie, appreciate you as always. I know we got some new sponsors on the program. Of course, First Advantage. I sat down with Jeff and Matt last week. They are all about community, all about this UNC Bears basketball team. They've been big supporters of yours. Now, Cables, when we talk about Cables in Greeley, I mean, this place is absolutely phenomenal. I know you were there not too long ago, but this is your go-to ever since you've been in Greeley, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Great supporters, great fans, great everything, great business partners.
I know you sat down with the owners too, and they're phenomenal people. And again, Cables is one of those restaurants that no matter what, through thick and thin, they just keep doing it the right way. I'm on their website now. I'm looking at the pizzas; looks phenomenal. I know you're big on the spaghetti. What did you say you had last week when you stopped by there?
I had a calzone.
And good stuff. Is changing
good,
up the go-to?
Absolutely.
Bodie, appreciate you, man. Always look forward to these conversations. Big one tomorrow. Love following this program. And see if you can grab one against Sacramento State tomorrow night.
All right, will do. Thanks for talking.
All right, man. That's Bodie Hume, feature presented by First Advantage and Cables. Love Cables. All right, I got some trivia for you. Cables Pub and Grill. I got a little trivia for you. I got a $20 gift certificate to Cables. 20 or 25. I think it's 25. I just need the first caller to tell me how many points Bodie Hume had his last time out against Northern Arizona. Wasn't that long ago, but I need the first caller to tell me how many points did Bodie Hume have when the Bears won 82-60 over Northern Arizona. It was a big win for this Bears team, but I'll take first caller to get it right, 970 973-353-1310. That's the First Advantage hotline. 970-353-1310 or toll free 877-353-1310. First caller to call and get that right, you're getting a $25 gift certificate to a wonderful restaurant, Cable's Pub and Grill. Also bringing us this segment sponsored in part by Cable's Pub and Grill each and every week with Bodie Hume. So tell me how many points he had last time out against Northern Arizona, and it's going to be good for a $25 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. 25 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a break. We continue talking college basketball, local college basketball in the scene. We got Jeff Linder coming up next. Jeff Linder, the head coach for the Wyoming Cowboys. It was a weird game for him. He gets ejected early, but his team finds a way to hang on in overtime. So very resilient basketball program. A hot team. Maybe one of the hottest in the country right now. They are absolutely doing big things. So we'll look forward to that conversation coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Backs his way from coast to coast. And he scores. Scram EK, six in a row.
Well, welcome back in. There's Graham EK with the final shot there. The score to go ahead to win this thing in overtime. Wyoming beats Utah State 78-76. This Cowboys team is red hot. Joining me now, head coach for those Wyoming Cowboys. Great friend of this show. Great friend of the stations. Coach Jeff Linder. Coach, first off, thanks so much for giving us some time. I know you're a busy man, but congrats to you and your guys on another big victory.
I appreciate that, Brady. It's our guys. I got a tough and resilient group, and thankfully they made up for me making an early exit. When you have the coaching staff like I do, and you have the players that I do, I left it in good hands, and thankfully found a way to beat a Utah State team that was playing as well as anybody in the league coming into that game.
Yeah, Coach, can you talk to us about that a little bit? Listen, I know this game is full of emotion, and I know especially in this conference, who we're hearing some of the national guys say, hey, there might be five teams in this conference go dancing this year. So I know emotions run high early in this one. Can you tell us what was going on in that process with those technical fouls, or is it not FCC appropriate?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if it's FCC appropriate, and just one of those situations where, as I tell some of my players, I mean, you can play with emotion, but you can't play emotional. Go for the head coach as well, and it was just in that moment, in that situation, there was probably just some things that I felt like should have been different, and unfortunately that. It didn't end that way, but luckily cooler heads prevailed. And as much as I, I can't be doing that, and I promised my wife that would be the last time that happened. Because if not, then I'll probably be in really the locks will be changed, and I'd wait a little bit longer to go home last night because I know if I would have showed up too early that I would have gotten an earful, but. Thankfully, things turned out the right way.
Hey, Coach, I want to get into the details of this game, too, but what is that process? I have always wondered this, and I don't know that I've ever got the – what is the process like for you in that moment when you're leaving the game? What are you doing? I mean, are you pacing in the locker room? I mean, can you take us through that process? What's that like?
It's not fun. I mean, especially when you're in an environment and, when we're playing for such high stakes and it's tough not to be in that moment. Thankfully, with the game being televised on the mountain and we have a control center, I went and spent the first half watching it there in the control center and then second half got it plugged into one of the other rooms to where I could kind of watch it on my own. Thankfully, it wasn't a tape delayed where I was hearing the crowd react one way or the other. It was going as is, and so thankfully, I was able to watch it live, and cheer them on from the back room by myself.
Well, again, I know you have done a phenomenal job with this program. And as you said, part of doing that is making sure, you know, your coaching staff, your players, they're ready for anything. And this game was back and forth. It was certainly in doubt a few times for your Cowboys, but they find a way to get it done in overtime. Talk to us about Graham EK, 28 points, 12 rebounds. I mean, he's another one of these guys in the Mountain West that I look at and say, man, it seems like he just does something more outstanding every single game. There's something worthy of talking about with this guy every game.
Yeah, he's a special player, and the things that he can do, there's just not very many guys in college basketball that can do what he can do, especially in terms of the ability to get the ball inside. And it's not just where some post players, which is hard late in games to feed a post player that can't get down to those spots without dribbling. And so to have a guy like Graham who can handle the ball like a guard and who you don't have to sit there and rely on a pass to get the ball inside to late in games where you can just kind of throw it to him or have him bring the ball down the floor and just kind of get out of the way. It just allows us to be really hard to guard in those late game situations with him on the right side, and then Maldo on the left side. And Maldo coming off being the National Player of the Week, sprained his ankle pretty good there in the first half, in the first 3 minutes, and was really kind of playing on one leg last night. And for him to have the game that he did with only playing really on one leg, it just shows his toughness, and also shows too why both those guys are in consideration for first team all league and player of the year in the Mountain West.
And as you said, he had a beautiful game too, 23 points. Got to the free throw line a lot, as did Graham. And you mentioned with that ankle, sometimes those things they can go one of two ways. You can try to push it a little bit, and then things can can spiral for you. But instead, he comes out, he has an inspiring performance, and it seemed like the rest of the team was kind of following suit. It just kind of felt like this gritty performance late in that one.
Well, that's been our team all year. I mean, you don't get to 20-3, and for us, we played a lot of close games, and if you don't have that toughness and togetherness, grit, whatever you want to call it, you're not going to find a way to be in the position that we're in. And there's a lot of cliches, but I do have a really tight knit group that are really together, and in those moments where I get ejected and they go up six, or even early in the second half where they go up 10. Our guys could have said, this is the fifth game in 12 days. We've had a really emotional last 10 or 12 days. We've had a really crazy start to the Mountain West, having come off a 21-day pause to go play at Utah State. And we really haven't had a break for the first 3 or 4 weeks. And for our guys to just dig in and find a little bit more, it shows you that they're a special group.
Yeah, we're talking to Wyoming head coach Jeff Linder, and just it seems like you guys have been through the gauntlet too. We talk about how tough this conference is, and now of course you guys are right there at the top. But you started out a couple weeks ago, you lose to Boise State in a very close game, as you mentioned, so many close games. You have another emotional game against Air Force, an emotionally close game, heck of an environment against Colorado State. Same with Boise State. Same with Fresno State. So you said it. I mean, the best of this conference has been coming at you guys, but you find a way. You're resilient. You hang in there, find ways to get it done. And again, still so many big games coming up, but this conference is nuts, Coach.
It is. I mean, there's just so many good teams, good players, good coaches, and there's just such a fine margin between all of us. I mean, there's no easy games where maybe like you can just say, okay, we don't have to play good tonight, where, hey, if we're okay, we can still be all right. I mean, that's just not the case. And, to be in this time of year when everyone's tired, and, it's one of those deals where, as I always tell our guys, you just don't know what possession in the game is going to be the difference between winning and losing, where maybe it's just too hard for the other team. And can we find a way just to have a little bit more energy, a little bit more discipline, a little bit more effort over the course of, let's say, 130 to 140 possessions in a game?
We're talking to Wyoming head basketball coach Jeff Linder. Coach, you know I think the world of you. I talked on a radio show a couple of years ago about how well I thought you would do with Wyoming, and you and I joked about that. I got to tell you, I'm absolutely floored. It's so damn impressive what you've been able to do, what your group has been able to do in such a short time leading this conference, 20 wins already. I mean, I know you're going to tell me you expected this, but is it a little bit of a shock how well everything has clicked? Only what, second year over at Wyoming?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we had a plan, but, you know, when you're having to, you know, take over a program amidst, you know, amidst a pandemic when no one's really ever had to kind of do that. I mean, to do what we've done, having to deal with COVID for the last 2 years, to have to basically flip an entire roster, to try to recruit the type of guys that you need to win in the Mountain West when you can't bring people on campus. It just says a lot about, one, my coaching staff, the support staff that I have around me, and then just to be fortunate to have the players that we have, to be able to keep the three players that I kept, and then to be able to bring in the likes of Graham Ike, Xavier Ducell, Jeremiah Oden, you know, the group of guys, Drake Jeffries, to bring those guys in and for them to trust and believe that amongst all these things, all these excuses that we can make, that we could win at Wyoming when that hadn't been the case for a couple years prior. And so for them to believe in us and trust in us and for us to be able to do it and to bring back the fans and to make the double A into one of those special places to play at college basketball, It's been a tiresome ride, but it's been an exciting ride and well worth it.
What's it like for you too when you see the crowd storming in? And again, I love it. I think it needs to happen. I mean, big games, any big game in college basketball, regular season or postseason, I absolutely love getting the students out there involved. A couple of times they've been able to do that. I mean, what's that like for you? Because I know you wanted that environment so much. You wanted to see this buy-in, and my goodness, you're absolutely getting it up there.
George Karl once told me that you can't be a championship team without having a championship crowd, and I think that's where it's so true. I mean, in those close games, for us to have the crowd behind us, for us to get the students out as well as they've come out, just to have that extra energy in the building, it just, you can't put a price on it, and that's, I think, plays a big factor in the second half of those games when, in the game with CSU, when you turn it over and now they're coming down to get a dunk and Jeremiah Oden blocks the shot at the top of the square and now you kick it out and Drake Jeffries comes down and makes a three. I mean, those are the type of the momentum plays in a game that just goes such a long ways for winning. And to see the crowd get back to what it was and what I hoped it would be, it's special, and it just makes it so worthwhile.
And again, special crowd, special program you've got there, Coach. And the Mountain West, this conference seems to be pretty darn special. I'm turning on the TV this morning watching several national guys say they would not be shocked if there's five teams from the Mountain West Conference to go dance. What do you think? I mean, you should know more than anybody. You're going up against these guys. You're going toe-to-toe against some of these best teams. I think a lot of teams could make some noise come March.
Well, I hope that's the case. Now, I also know that's going to be really difficult, I mean, especially as we play against one another. But having played against most of the teams, I mean, I know how good Colorado State, Boise State, Fresno State, Utah State, we haven't played San Diego State. But all the teams in this league, I mean, you got some really good players, really smart players, teams that don't beat themselves and coaches that put them in a great position to be successful. But like all of us as coaches, I mean, I couldn't tell you who we're probably playing next week. I mean, I'm just trying to survive today, figure out a way for us to get better today and actually enjoy a day off. And we haven't had a day off in a long time. And so for our guys to have a day off, that's what we're focused on right now.
Coach, what does a day off look like for you? Because I hear coaches say day off, and I never picture you just relaxing, watching reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond or anything like that.
No, that's not the case. I'm actually making my way. I just passed 85 to Greeley. I'm making my way over to Burns Elementary to go give the game ball and our hard hat to a special member of our team, Henry Dolan, who a young man that's 10 or 11 now. But when he was 8 years old, was diagnosed with leukemia, and as of yesterday, had his last treatment, is cancer-free, and it was a big emotion. Our guys were playing for him last night, and so I'm making my way over there right now to present him the game ball and the hard hat, because that's what true toughness is. That's what we talk about, being cowboy tough, and that's what cowboy toughness is, when you can really defeat. I mean, yeah, we talk about winning basketball games, but when you can defeat cancer, I mean, there's no bigger victory.
Wow, Coach, that is awesome, and I'm sure that's going to be great for him and his family. But as you said, what a cowboy. A cowboy tough right there. You don't get much tougher than that. My goodness. It makes me want to reach out, get an autograph from that kiddo. I mean, there's nothing harder, right?
There's no question. It puts a lot of things in perspective, and just thankful to have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, Coach, that's awesome for you guys too, and I know that's as you said, that's near and dear to your team's heart as well, and I love that connection. I think what you guys are doing is absolutely special. It's so much fun to watch. I'm selfish. I'm loving this Mountain West Conference battle back and forth. It might be a little stressful for you, Coach, but for me as a fan, I'm having a blast, so keep up the great work.
Well, I appreciate that, Brady, and looking forward to talking to you again at some point down the road.
All right. Thanks again, Coach. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brady.
There's Wyoming Cowboys head coach Jeff Linder. I love that story, by the way, what he's doing right now. Glad he brought that up. Jeff Linder. I have a lot of Colorado State fans, a lot of Colorado State Rams that are listeners or fans that are listeners, but you can't deny it, man. This is great for the conference. This is great for your conference. You want Wyoming kicking butt like this and doing big things. This is how. I've talked about this on the show a lot, JD, and you're going to hear it a lot more. You want to grow basketball in this area? You want to get, and I'm talking even UNC, you want to get more people at Bank of Colorado Arena, keep Moby doing what they're doing, growing in Wyoming, heck, even Air Force, Colorado. All of it needs to be good. This state needs to be a mecca of college basketball. And I do, and not just state, I mean, I do throw Wyoming kind of in that mix because we know we have listeners there. You get teams like this that are doing great things and that can get into March Madness on a fairly regular basis. Not just the Buffaloes, more teams, the Cowboys, the Rams. And then hell, nationally, you're looking at the NBA, you're looking at the Nuggets. These teams are great. There are great things happening. And to hear Coach Linder tell that story, too, of coming down here to see that young man that had just rang the bell and is beating cancer, I mean, man, I love that story. That story is phenomenal, and I appreciate Coach for sharing that with us. But you get great things, man. You're getting great stuff in the area. Double A just texting, great story. Gave me goosebumps, yep. And Jeff Linder, we talked to him a lot when he was the coach of the Bears. I knew big things were coming for this guy, probably even bigger than where we are at this stage. But I tell you, it's going to get fun. Colorado State and Wyoming go at it again. When is that? On February 23rd. And that's in Fort Collins. That's going to be a blast of a game. Wyoming's got some big ones coming up, too. Obviously, San Jose State, New Mexico, they should get past them. Air Force, that's in Wyoming. I think Wyoming gets... So I don't see any reason why the Cowboys don't win the next three games. And then they go to CSU. The tough ones for them, CSU, San Diego State, Fresno State there. Nevada and UNLV. Again, I don't know that I can... I don't feel comfortable, other than maybe San Jose State and New Mexico, saying any game is an easy game in this conference, except for maybe those bottom two. So the Cowboys are doing great things. That doesn't take anything away from what we're seeing with Colorado State. It's going to be a hell of a finish for this regular season title, and that tournament is going to be like something we've never seen before, I believe. It's going to be fun. 47 minutes after the hour. Speaking of tournaments, we are giving PDC Energy is giving $500 away to the winner of our bracket challenge, the whole show bracket challenge. I believe this is the third one we've done as the whole show. Here's the deal. I'm going to register two people, so I need two emails, Jadeen. I need two. I'm going to register two today. There's no entry fee, nothing. I just need your email. We do it through CBS Sports. We want you in. First place wins $500 from PDC Energy. Second place bracket wins $200 from Bear Insurance. Third place bracket wins a foursome of golf at the Eaton Country Club. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. So I'm going to take caller number 4, and I'll make it difficult on you. Caller number 6. Caller 4 and 6 on our First Advantage hotline. I want you in our bracket challenge. It's going to be so much fun this year. We might actually have some local talent in this tournament. So caller 4 and 6, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. We're taking a short break. When we come back, I'll wrap up hour number one. I got to get to this Aaron Rodgers viral tweet of mine that has half the world calling me an idiot, which is fantastic. But we'll take a short break. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Hey, you guys that are registering and making it in, don't forget this. Not only is being in our whole show bracket challenge free, that's free. What I need you to do is when you do fill out your bracket, when the time comes, print it off, and I want you to bring it out to the GOAT. We're going to be out at the GOAT having a great time, and we're going to bring out the KFKA Wheel of Destiny. There's going to be gift cards and swag and tickets and fun stuff on the board. Sometimes you'll spin it and there will be nothing. But just for coming out and saying hi to us and show us that you have your bracket from our challenge, we're gonna let you spin the wheel. So you're going to have a shot to win something cool. So make sure you write that date down. So it'll be the day after Selection Sunday, so which will be a Monday if you're keeping track with us at home. But I want you to fill out your bracket with us, obviously, then print it off, bring it out, show us proof that you've done it, and you'll be able to spin the Wheel of Destiny. And we're going to be talking basketball, 5 to 6, just straight-up basketball talk. Hopefully, we'll be talking about some local teams that are in the thick of things as well. I'm going to register two more in the second hour. So if you haven't got signed up yet, we're signing up people left and right. I want this thing to be monster, massive. That's what allows us to do bigger prizes, too. So we're going to sign up two more in the second hour. We got our Method Flow Products poll question of the day that I want to get to. Now, Twitter kind of goes at me yesterday, and I want to get to that in a moment. But if Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, and Russell Wilson, because now Russell Wilson's definitely been in the rumor mill for a while. Rodgers certainly has been. Kyler Murray went and unliked and unfollowed and moved everything that said Cardinals from his social media, and that apparently is a big deal now. It is, actually. I would think that's bigger than most people are letting on, even. He's basically washing himself of Arizona Cardinals stuff. If the trade value essentially was the same, meaning whatever, first round pick, two, whatever, blah, 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 was the same, who would you rather have as a member of the Denver Broncos, as a starting quarterback next year for Denver? Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or Kyler Murray? That's the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Aaron Rodgers is at 40%. Kyler Murray has jumped into second place, sitting at 33%, and then Russell Wilson is at 26%. Kyler Murray, the thing about Murray is, and I like watching him, man, his last game out, whew, I know the line was bad, but don't tell Joe Burrow about bad offensive lines. That guy is winning regardless. However, I do like this number, 24. Kyler Murray is 24 years old. That's a big thing. Rodgers is 38. Russell Wilson's 33. The Rodgers age thing doesn't seem to scare anybody. And I get it because he just had an MVP-type season. But at some point, that's going to catch him. Is it going to be in a year, two, three? I want to get into this conversation that I had on Twitter yesterday that the tweet just blew up. I thought it was a very simple question, Jadine. If Rodgers is supposed to make the Broncos a Super Bowl contender, and I'm not saying he doesn't, then why isn't Rodgers in the Super Bowl more? And I got a lot of answers, a lot of colorful, animated questions. It's a realistic question. Come on now. You get half the people just lighting into me. Is the poll for next year or moving forward? Next year and moving forward. Then you just answered it, but would it be completely different depending? Let's talk about it. We'll get back to it in the second hour. Football talk coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.